expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and we want to welcome you this August 25th, 2018. By the way, today would have been my mother's 100th birthday. She was born August the 25th, 1918. So to my mother, who's in heaven, you know, here we go. We have an exciting show for you, and, you know, I want you to say hello, and I want her to say hello to you. And you think about my co-host here, Miss Diamond, and y'all greet one another.
Yes, hello everyone. It's a beautiful Saturday, August 25th, here in the northeastern part of the United States.
Yes, it is.
Beautiful where you are. Our hearts and thoughts are with those in Hawaii who are facing some difficult weather in Hawaii as we speak, and we just pray for their safety. A lot of news, but I want to start off really by talking about the murder of Molly Tibbetts in Iowa. She was found in a cornfield in Iowa and allegedly murdered by an illegal immigrant. Now, Barbara, the reaction from Cuomo, Chris Cuomo on CNN.
And Elizabeth Warren.
And Senator Elizabeth Warren have just been heartless. I want to get your thoughts on the reactions and just your thoughts overall.
You know, Cuomo and Elizabeth Warren and people of that ilk are so heartless, that they're so cold, they're so concerned about building up a voting block of illegal aliens that they say the heck with what happens to Americans. And I think that that is so cold-hearted, so dark, and so disturbing that these people, number one, if they have any office, they need to be removed. And as far as Cuomo's show, I'm not surprised because I just learned that his brother is the governor of New York. I'm not surprised, but he had the audacity to make remarks about what our president said. Our president said that, you know, he was offering his condolences because this is horrible what's happened to this young 20-year-old college student. And he said, you know, that she was separated from her family forever. And Cuomo had nerve enough to say that I'm getting a little upset. What was the word he used?
I don't remember the word he used, but basically Cuomo said it was inappropriate.
Inappropriate, that's the word I'm looking for.
For the president to say that Molly Tibbetts is permanently separated from her family.
And, you know, that is so insane because, number one, she is permanently separated in this dimension from her family.
Yes.
And then Elizabeth Warren says, we have to, yes, I'm very sorry that this happened, but the most important issue is a separation of family. How insensitive can you be? In other words, her life didn't mean anything to Elizabeth Warren, neither Cuomo.
Right.
These liberals don't care. All they care about is power and control. Your life doesn't matter. Look at what happened in Benghazi.
Yeah, it's true.
That's a very good example.
It's true.
And for her to minimize that this young woman who had dreams and aspirations, you know, they're more concerned about these dreamers on the DACA, as if Americans don't have dreams.
Exactly.
Don't have potential.
Right.
Don't have, their life is not worth even mentioning.
Right.
She had nerve enough to downplay this horrible murder of this beautiful young lady. Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Barbara, for that strong opening. I totally agree with you, and I'll be honest with you. When I first saw Elizabeth Warren's response on Twitter, I almost didn't believe it. I thought it was satire or something from The Onion.
No.
And then I kept seeing that Senator Elizabeth Warren from the great state of Massachusetts actually dismissed
the murder of
Molly Tibbetts. And said, I'm sorry for her family. I'm paraphrasing. I'm sad for her family, but we have other issues to talk about.
That are more important.
Yes.
More important, that outweighs.
Right.
Here, and then, can I just say this? Laura Ingraham was on a program, and Laura Ingraham said about 80% of the children who are being claimed that their parent is here, is not. They're not even related.
Wow.
A lot of these children, she said 80% of them are not related to the children they're claiming as their
own. So that's one of the reasons why President Trump is so concerned about just reuniting.
Yes.
Because it could be involved with sex trafficking.
Absolutely.
Anything
kidnapping,
with kidnapping and all that with these children. But let me just go back, Molly Tibbetts. I think what Senator Elizabeth Warren said was actually horrible, cold, and heartless. I couldn't believe it.
We forgot one other one.
Well, yeah. Well, let me just finish
this. Yes, go right ahead.
And the fact that Molly Tibbetts would be alive if this illegal alien was not in our country goes without saying. And one of the things why the Democrats and the liberals, because they're really mashed together, they're almost one. The liberals, leftists, secularists, and the Democratic Party are one. And I think you greatly outlined that in your book. They don't want this story. Don't want him called an illegal alien. His own lawyer said, don't call him an illegal alien. He got a job at a dairy farm. They said he was a good worker because he used a false name. He was in this country and illegally. And if he were not in this country, that young woman would be alive. And she was horribly murdered. Yes.
And not any of the other thousands who have been killed, you know, Teresa Transcant, Jamel Shaw, Jose Chavez, Lauren Bump. The list goes on and on, and we know about Kate.
Kate Steinle
in
San Francisco.
We know about not any of these people would be dead right now if it wasn't for illegal aliens. And if he doesn't like being called an illegal alien, well, let me tell you, you know, to me, he is an illegal alien.
Right.
That's it. I'll call him what I want to call him. There's
That's
one that
is.
We didn't even mention who appeared on MSNBC, and she happens to be a professor at Fordham University in New York.
Mm.
And I want all of you to get your paper and your pen because I want to give her information out.
Okay.
I have her number thanks to a friend of mine in Parsippany, New Jersey. And I have her telephone number, I have the address of the college, and also you can email the president of the college. Because she called this young lady who lost her life, some girl in Iowa.
Mm.
Christina Greer is this professor's name. And she's a professor at Fordham University. Her telephone number is, and I hope you have your pen and paper, area code 212-636-6391. You can email her at POSC, as in Charlie, at Fordham.edu. If you want to write the president of Fordham University, it's Office of the President, 441 East Fordham Road. That's Fordham Road. Bronx, New York, 10458. And you can email him at president@Fordham, Fordham.edu. And if you want to call MSNBC, who had her as a guest, that number is area code 212-664-2456. Later on in the program.
Yeah,
make sure people has them.
I'm sitting right across from you, and I didn't
That's
get
no problem.
Some of it I missed, so I know people listening probably missed.
Yes.
But I think it's very important because Molly Tibbetts wasn't just some girl from Iowa.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm.
That Fox News is talking about this black professor.
MSNBC.
No. She said that was part of her comment.
Yes, that's what I'm
this
talking about.
She was a girl from Iowa who Fox News is talking about. This is part of what Christina Greer said.
Right.
So she's not just some girl from Iowa that only conservatives care about.
Yes.
She was an American citizen who would be alive today had this illegal alien not illegally been in this country. And that really pisses me off.
And you know, I was watching YouTube today and I saw, on YouTube, they were interviewing a co-worker of this guy who did this horrendous thing. And what is his name? Christian Rivera or something like that. And they didn't show her face. More than likely, she's also an illegal alien. They did not show her face. And then when a journalist from one of the local newspapers, and I know it's a liberal newspaper, and I don't remember the name of the newspaper. You can go on YouTube and see it. She says that the family doesn't want Molly's death politicized. But here it is. This is a journalist. And she says, if it gets politicized, well, the Republicans are trying to politicize it. I know she's a liberal because they always want to blame the Republicans for everything. No, the Republicans are saying, build the wall. Let's enforce our immigration laws and the laws that need to be changed. Let's address them. The Democrats and people like her are saying, open borders. Like Elizabeth Warren said, the wall is stupid. I saw that on YouTube also. They want us to be like a wasteland because a lot of these liberals don't like the founding of this country. They believe in socialism. They believe in Marxism. They want to destroy capitalism because they already have their money in the bank and in their pockets.
You know, Barbara, one of the things that you and I are going to get to later on the show is the irrational hatred of President Donald J. Trump and his supporters.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on with the Democratic Party. I don't know if it's just been taken over by a lot of secularists.
That's correct.
Leftists. They're not really liberal in the classic sense of the word. Liberal.
And they're not progressives.
Live and let live.
No.
Let's exchange ideas. I may not agree with you, but I'm liberal enough. I'm open enough. I'm flexible enough. These people are truly the anarchists. They are truly the fascists. Mm-hmm. These leftists are the fascists because they don't want to engage in dialogue. They want to shut you down. They want to boycott Laura Ingraham's show. They don't believe in free speech. But going back to the cold-heartedness of the left on the murder of Molly Tibbetts. Now, I understand the Democrats crave power. And this is something that Republicans, until Donald Trump, really haven't grasped or acted on. Donald Trump meets the Democrats where they are. He's figured it out. Their main thing is to retain power.
And so control. And control.
Correct.
Yes.
So if that means allowing people to fly in, walk in to this country illegally, then that's what it means. We know that the city of San Francisco, where Kate Steinle was brutally murdered by an illegal alien, San Francisco is now allowing illegal immigrants to vote in their elections. However, these same liberals are harping and screaming about the Russians may have meddled in our elections.
They have no evidence.
They have no evidence. There's no collusion. Now, that brings me to Paul Manafort, and I wanted to get your feedback on that. The conviction of Paul Manafort and the conviction of Michael Cohen.
Well, I don't think Cohen has been convicted yet, has he?
I think he's going to plead. But let me get your thoughts overall, and the fact that Robert Mueller has failed, the Democrats have failed, liberals have failed in their attempt to delegitimize President Donald J. Trump. They cannot, absolutely cannot, because there is no evidence of collusion. Barbara, your thoughts on Manafort?
Manafort and Cohen, I'm going to just sum it up in one, because I was asking someone, why are they even investigating Cohen? Well, they're investigating Cohen because he was associated with our President Trump. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to sum it up. Anyone who's had any association with President Trump before he was even president, they're trying to find anything, any kind of way to try to destroy his presidency.
Right.
And now they're in my friend in Massachusetts, the Sarge, told me that the New York Attorney General mm-hmm. wants to investigate Cohen's taxes and all of that. But they're trying to do anything, discover anything that can destroy the presidency of our president. These people are diabolical.
What does that have to do with collusion with Russia?
It doesn't have anything to do with it. You see, they haven't come up with any collusion. They can't prove any collusion. After how long has this investigation been going on?
November will be 2 years.
2 years, almost right. 2 years. And there's no collusion. They have not found any sort of drones or clones that the Russians made and flew them over here for them to pull the lever and mark the ballot so that Donald Trump would win. Mm. They haven't found any of that. They haven't found anyone in America who said that they were kidnapped and they were their arms were held behind their backs and they were under threat of being murdered by Russians if they didn't pull the lever and mark the ballot for Trump. They haven't found any of that. So this is just a waste of money, a waste of time, because they don't want to accept the fact that even though every trick in the book was played, every one that they could resurrect from the grave to go to the polling booth and vote for Hillary Clinton. And I say Hillary because of Benghazi, and I always will call her that.
Right.
And she still didn't win.
Yeah. Exactly.
That their plans to destroy or weaken our capitalistic system was foiled because Donald Trump, people got up off their couches, put down their plows, put down their shovels and said, I'm going to vote for America. I'm going to vote for someone who's not a politician, not someone that can be bought off because, number one, he's already a billionaire.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And this upset their plans. Mm-hmm. And then to top it off, he's a Christian and he's becoming even stronger in his Christianity. And then to top that off, his vice president is a Christian. Mm. And then to top that off, his wife goes to a rally. And what did she repeat? The Lord's Prayer? I don't know what it was.
Right, I think it was the Lord's Prayer.
But it was something from the Bible.
Yes.
So they hate that. Secular humanists hate that. They are children of darkness. Mm. And I have an article that I got on Town Hall yesterday, August the 24th, and it's by Wayne Allen Root. Mm. And this article is proof liberals are a danger to all of us. Mm. Let me just read one little paragraph.
Please.
But I want everyone to go to Town Hall, and the title is Proof Liberals Are a Danger to All of Us. Obama, Hillary, Elizabeth Warren, and the new Democratic hero, Alexandria
Ocasio-Cortez,
all offer socialist policies. They want desperately to destroy or badly damage capitalism. Mm. The same capitalism unleashed by President Trump that has resulted in the lowest black unemployment in history and a historic 400% increase in black business ownership in 1 year. I reported on that last week about that 400%.
Yes.
And you have to really read this article for your eyes to be open. Mm. Let me just, the last paragraph is, these stories, and he gives a lot of stories and examples, are proof positive that liberalism is a danger to all of us. Liberals and their moronic ideas will make us poor, miserable, and may even get us killed. And he gives an example of two young liberals that was a vegan couple, and they were from the D.C., and he says D.C. swamp, took a bike trip through Central Asian nation of Tajikistan, to prove the world is a wonderful place. To make a long story short, Jay Austin and Lauren Gorhagen, both quit their jobs to make this bike trip.
Wow.
Well, the bottom line is they were murdered.
Well, this was the liberal couple, and it's unfortunate they were murdered.
They were murdered.
They wanted to disprove that there was evil in the world.
Absolutely.
And they went through ISIS-controlled territory.
And lost their lives.
And were murdered.
That's right.
And it proves that there is evil in the world. And I just want to, I just thank you, Barbara, for that information.
Yes.
I think that is an important, that's from
townhall.com. That's right.
Wayne Allen Root, right?
That's correct. Right. Proof liberals are a danger to all of us.
And I agree. Going back to Molly Tibbetts' murder, I agree with Trump. This is on Breitbart.com. Mainstream media lost interest in Tibbetts' murder when it was revealed that an illegal alien was charged with her murder. And that is simply the truth. Because as you point out in your book, the mainstream media, academia, the Democrats, the secularists, the liberals are all bunched. They're tied together.
And many of our churches.
Unfortunately.
That's why that about the church is the saddest part of my book.
And it's one of the most effective parts of your book.
Yes.
Because you really dissect and break down why the black church is so weak.
Absolutely.
In a lot of these urban areas, I can speak for Newark, I can speak for Harlem, there are three or four churches on the block,
and yet
you still have rampant drug use, murders, and just urban decay.
Yes.
It's because the church is possessed no power. The lack of obedience to the God of the Bible causes the community to be weakened, and we see that with 70% of black children born out of wedlock.
Absolutely. And then, you know, the media, they're so tricky. They are the enemy of the people, period, because they were flashing on the screen and on the internet that a father who was taking his pregnant wife
Thank you for bringing that up. Yes, thank you.
Now, when it was highlighted, brought out in the open, that he's wanted for murder.
Yes.
In Mexico.
Yes, thank you.
Then all of a sudden, the media.
Yes.
They lost focus. They lost the focus.
We asked
Joel Arona.
Yeah, thank you for bringing
that. He's been here illegally 12 years, and she just had her fifth anchor baby by C-section. So whether he's working or not, the taxpayers are taking care of it.
There was an article on USA Today, and we have to go to break very shortly, about the Manafort conviction and Michael Cohen allegedly confessing. It will not cause Trump supporters to run away.
No.
Because Trump is really the only barrier, if you will, between us and these liberals being unfettered. If Hillary had won the election, she would have been the third term of Obama and would have really destroyed our country.
And she
Trump is the only one stopping and protecting the average American, because he is going to follow his campaign promises. Because if we, and their Republicans are part of the swamp too, like Jeff Sessions refuses to really to investigate Hillary Clinton, when we know there was a collusion between Hillary Clinton and the Russians. Real collusion.
And that dossier. What about that dossier?
That false dossier that she pay for.
That's right.
Against her political opponent at that time, Donald Trump, which was not revealed, as far as I know, to the FISA court, which granted that warrant to spy on Carter Page.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Why Jeff Sessions isn't going full bore against that, I don't know.
I hope she doesn't have something on him.
I just know that Donald Trump will not be abandoned by his base.
Not at all.
Because he is the threshold. He is the one holding the line against the onslaught. Onslaught, I should say, because the average American really has no protection in a sense.
That's right.
Because you have rhinos, Republicans in name only, who are not standing up to Planned Parenthood, not standing up and enforcing our immigration laws. Who we would be overrun.
We'd have to follow the dollar. Most of them are concerned with lining their pockets. Just like Comey, he got like $38 million and stuff like that. They're rolling in dough. So they can do what the average American can't do. They can go to one of those islands, buy one of those islands, and live happily ever after while we're stuck with all of this high taxes, high government. And you know what? And that reminds me, isn't that what the Venezuelan president said? More government, more taxes, whatever. And look what's happened to Venezuela. And that's the same agenda that these Democrats are proposing. The same thing. But you know what? We should have listened to Obama. We should never have voted for him, because he said, we are the ones we've been waiting for. So all of these socialists who are hitting the Democratic Party, and some of them are Republicans, are thinking that they're the ones that can execute socialism where it doesn't fail. We're going for break. Don't forget, stay tuned to our urban story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families, and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. vehicles, Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Okay, here we are again. You know what I omitted doing was giving you the call-in number. Area code 973-925-4559. And please keep your pen and paper handy, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to repeat the information about Christina Greer, you know, who made those disparaging remarks about poor Molly Tibbetts. Yes.
I want to bring up the issue of what's been going on in South Africa, where black Africans have been by force taking land from white South African farmers, and in some cases they've been murdered. We mentioned this briefly a few weeks ago, but this is being revisited because Donald Trump, to his credit, tweeted out that he has, I'm going to quote from his tweet, quote, I have asked Secretary of State Pompeo to closely study the South Africa land and farm seizures and expropriations and the large-scale killing of farmers. Tucker Carlson of Fox News reported this, that South African government is now seizing land from white farmers. Now, an unquote. Just as it was bad for and horrible, morally wrong for South Africa to have practiced apartheid for decades, and thankfully it was ended, it's wrong for blacks now in turn to then assault frighten, scare the white farmers in South Africa. There's got to be a better way to do it. If the blacks in South Africa feel as though their land was stolen from them by the whites, there has to be a better way than just taking their land and in some cases murdering the white farmers. It's immoral. It's not Christian. No Christian, black Christian, should ever support this. This is wrong. Your thoughts, Barbara?
I mean, it's absolutely wrong, because I think those the white farmers and all of that made the land, you know, profitable. I mean that's unconscionable. That's just demonic.
That goes without saying. And you know, to have radicals in South Africa who are pushing this, some want to say that Trump is racist. There's nothing racist about that statement. Just like some people saying, well, blue lives matter or all lives matter. Oh, that's racist. It's only black lives matter. That is not a Christian train of thought. If you just think black lives matter, and really that whole movement is a falsehood, built on a falsehood. If you think just black lives matter, that is anti-Christian. You are not following the Bible, because all lives matter.
All lives matter. And then the thing about it is, this organization was started on a lie. It was built,
yes,
on a lie.
Absolutely.
You know, I was talking to a man about my age. I'm not going to call him a gentleman. Yesterday, and he started talking about Trayvon Martin and how terrible it was. I said, what would you have done if somebody's beating your head up against the cement? Well, you know, by that time, he walked off because, you know, people like him don't want truth, and they support things like Black Lives Matter. I was in the shopping center. I was in the store buying groceries, and a young black girl mm-hmm. had on a button, Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter.
Exactly.
You know, and then some of these people run into the church on Sunday clapping their feet and clapping their hands and stomping their feet. Oh, how I love you. No, you love yourself. You love your religion that you have erected in your head. Mm-hmm. You know, I tried to share with people. My daughter in Atlanta sent me a sermon by John Hagee. Mm. And it's called Seven Kinds of People That God Cannot Save. Mm. And one of those types includes people who are their own gods, who determine themselves what's right and what's wrong. Mm. You know, just like a black guy on Twitter, Twitter. Him and I were Twittering together, and he told me, I said, well, how can you say you're a Christian? Because he challenged my Christianity. Mm-hmm. How can you say that you're a Christian and vote for people who believe in a dark agenda? Mm. He said, well, Jesus is not on the ballot, and I can vote any way I want. And I can also block you. And I'm glad that he did, because he's one of those that's so brainwashed that you're wasting time even communicating with him. I bet you he's one of those that God can't save, because he's not teachable. Mm. You know, you can't say that you're reflecting the light and then go to the voting booth and vote for darkness. That's contradictory. Who do you honor more? You honor the media more and the darkness more and a party more than you honor God? Well, that party has no heaven or hell to put you in. The Bible also says, and I can't quote the exact scripture location right now, do all things as unto God. Mm. All things means all things. How you treat your spouse, how you treat your children, how you treat your employer. Do all things as unto God. And that, I think, I know, would include how you vote.
You know, thank you, Barbara, because one of the things while you were tweeting, and it is sometimes it is a waste of time.
Yes, it is.
Because blacks who are liberals seem to believe that they have the control over who's black. If you say urban America, a black person wouldn't say that. If you say inner city, a black person wouldn't say that. Black liberals will call you a coon.
Yes.
They will call you all kinds of names on Twitter and on Facebook.
Yes.
So it was a waste of time tweeting with him.
Yes, it was.
But who's to question who's black? I'm just as black as any liberal. I eat cornbread. I eat fried chicken. I listen to all this. So I have Marvin Gaye, Aretha Franklin. Culturally, we have a lot in common.
Sweetheart, even if you ate caviar, who are they to determine who you are?
Exactly. But the point is, I live in urban America. I am culturally the same as most other black people. However, where I draw the line is I am a conservative, because I see see that the liberals' agenda is destroying inner city America. Exhibit A is Detroit. Exhibit B,
Chicago,
Newark, on and on and on. So they don't have a claim on who's black, but they will challenge your blackness if you stand for life, if you stand for traditional values. They will challenge whether you are really black. They will say you're being paid off by Donald Trump, or you're just a white troll pretending to be black. So I get that on Twitter.
And you know what? Those people, you know, they're such a waste of time, because number one, I learned a long time ago that I don't let anyone define who I am.
Correct.
I know who I am. I'm made in the image of God.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't make any difference. The only time in my life I was ever called a nigger, I was called a black old nigger by a black woman. And I lived in the South for 14 years of my life, and no white person ever called me a nigger.
Wow.
Well, one called me a, you know, shoot you black monkeys, but not a nigger. Mm. So I learned a long time ago. I look at the source.
Right.
People have people who resort to that have not been affirmed. They have, you know, we are all damaged goods, and I know that. But these people don't even realize it. They don't even realize that how damaged they are. They don't know how to get down on their knees and ask God, show me, create me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within
Barbara,
me.
Barbara, you're right. We're all as filthy rags before holy God.
That's
We're
correct.
All damaged goods. We
that's
all
right.
have, you know, questionable areas in our lives, and none of us is perfect. This leads me really to, I want to talk about the irrational hatred of President Donald J. Trump and his supporters.
Okay.
Because you and I were talking about this, and it all is flowing from different streams of thought, and even the fact that the civil rights movement has been taken over by liberal secularists.
It was, and most of our churches also.
By the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. It was started by Dr. Martin Luther King, who was the pastor of a church in Atlanta. But now the NAACP and others, they're caught up in this hatred of Donald J. Trump, who has done more for African Americans than any president in modern history, including Ronald Reagan, whom we dearly love. And I think Donald Trump has been the most effective president for blacks since Abe Lincoln. But why is there such an irrational hatred of President Trump?
And their whole agenda was disrupted. Like Franklin Graham said, they all forgot about the God factor. And the God factor intervened, and people who may have sat out elections before got up off their couches, put down their plows, and said, you know, I'm going to try voting for this businessman because he says the things that need to be said. And he won. So all of their plans to continue on this socialistic Marxist journey were disrupted.
Wow.
You see, most of these people have millions in the bank. So they're not affected by socialism as horrifically as a working person would be. You know, under Obamacare, like even one of my daughters, and you're one of my daughters too, but my other daughter said that her deductible was like $1,500.
Wow.
Her health rate insurance was so high, it was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But you see, that was taking over 1/6 of our national budget. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so she had to contribute a lot of money to help take care of the illegal aliens that are coming into this country.
Yeah.
Those people who are able-bodied but refuse to work because they've been made to think that they're victims of society, and the Democrats need them under their control. So they don't make any demands upon them. They just tax someone like my daughter to take care of them. And that's totally unfair. They hate Donald Trump so immensely because he can't be bought. How do you buy a billionaire? You can't. And then the thing about it is he's getting closer to God. He may have been before he was elected saying that I don't need to repent and I don't need. Now I think his story is changing. Then another thing about it, he has a wife who seems to be very strong in her Christian beliefs. A wife who came here as an immigrant, who appreciates this country, who loves this country, and whose parents just became citizens of this country. And she had nerve enough to recite the Lord's Prayer at a rally. And then, let's look at what else they don't like. They don't like Michael Pence. He's a very strong Christian.
Good point.
They don't like his wife because they have a solid marriage. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they hate all of them.
Now, Barbara.
Because when you are a secular humanist, your purpose, like all of these countries, like Germany and all of these countries that were taken over by Nazis and all of that, eliminate God.
Now, Barbara, you've outlined a lot of this in your book, which
yes,
I think you've done it expertly. I've never seen a book that really outlines the trouble with the black church. It's infected the other churches, and I don't want to start with the Catholic Church and those bishops in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's horrible.
The horrible pedophilia. I know Dave Kopasz in Massachusetts has been covering pedophilia and the horrible effects of it and what's going on in Massachusetts very effectively.
Absolutely.
With his weekly videos and others, and I think Sarge has been updating you on stuff.
Yes, but he Barbara, does. He keeps me up to date.
Was Ronald Wilson Reagan as hated by the mainstream media as much as Donald Trump? Why do you think they hate Donald Trump
the
more intensely?
The thing I remembered about Ronald Reagan was that I read someplace in a paper, you know, and I was a different person then as I am today, that before he made any decisions, he talked to his wife who was a stargazer. And that stuck in my head. I didn't think his Christianity was that solid. So, you know, I mean, he made some of the most wonderful, wonderful, wonderful speeches.
Yeah.
But that stuck in my head. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then as the vice president, you had George
H.W.
Bush.
H.W. Bush, right.
Who was not a strong Christian.
Right.
At all. Mm-hmm. So there's a big difference.
Mm. And I think
there's
also
a big, giant difference.
May I just say this, Barbara?
Yes.
With Donald Trump, he's more like an Andrew Jackson, a little more refined, wealthier. But Andrew Jackson, he was president in the 1800s, was more open the White House to the people. This is the people's house. And that is Donald Trump. He believes the government is of, by, and for the American
people.
And
that makes a difference.
That makes a difference. He's not some elitist Republican. He's not some country club Republican, although he could be because he's a billionaire.
Absolutely.
But Donald Trump is of, for, and by the people. And that may be why he is hated so intensely.
Well, yes, you put it that way. My way of putting it is he loves the American people. He loves the average person. And see, he's not accepted by the elitists because the elitists want to be regarded as upper crust.
Mm.
They want to be worshipped.
Mm.
You know, they don't realize that their end is going to come also.
Right.
You know, death is definitely an equalizer.
Right, that's true.
But they think that they're in a different category. And in a sense, they are because they can go to one of those islands and live. Mm-hmm. But he has a love for ordinary people. You know, I thought about it when he was even talking about when he was growing up with his father and how his father had him at the work site. He wasn't one of those kids that just stayed in the ivory tower and had someone washing his hands and feet. Mm-hmm. He had to go to the construction site.
Mm-hmm.
So his father introduced him to working with ordinary people, people who make things work. And see, he realizes that without that plumber, without that coal miner, without that just everyday Joe Blow, that teacher, that truck driver, things would collapse.
Now,
so he has an appreciation ordinary people.
Now, Barbara, thank you. I think you're absolutely
That's my take.
And the fact that his father, Fred Trump, had him at the construction sites
absolutely.
In
that
New York City. Now, let's tie in the civil rights movement, the NAACP, and their hatred of Donald Trump. The NAACP was basically taken over by liberals.
Absolutely.
You talk about how the church has even, some black churches are even preaching or allowing their pulpits to be taken over by those who support socialism.
Yes,
they are. This is all tying into this because the hatred of Donald Trump is coming from different streams, the media, academia. We can go on and on, even from the black church, and they make it seem as though you're not authentically black if you support Donald Trump. Why don't you please talk about the irrational hatred of Donald Trump from the civil rights movement?
Well, the civil rights movement, number one, I think it's irrelevant today.
Mm.
That's number one.
Okay.
They're just going by a title that, and they're not needed. They've changed the agenda totally. You know, we have voting rights. We live any place we want. Exactly. So what is their usefulness? Exactly. Just like unions.
Right.
You know, right. They played out right. as far as I'm concerned. So these people are just trying to find a reason to hold on to a title that they didn't create right. and make money off of it. Because even years ago, my mother used to try to get them to help her. You know, my brother,
NAACP.
The NAACP. Well, I don't even know. I'm not going to say the NAACP. I'm just saying some civil rights organizations.
Got it.
When my brother used to get into trouble sometimes, and she thought he was being treated unfairly, mm-hmm. and she used to participate and send dues to all of these organizations, whatever organization, I forgot specifically which one.
Gotcha.
They did nothing to help her.
Mm.
I used to be a member of the NAACP, and when I had that difficulty with the shootout with the white man that, you know, called me and my brother black monkeys mm-hmm. and shot us and all of that. And when I wrote them, I went to the meetings because there was a chapter in mm-hmm. Daytona Beach, Florida that I used to be a member of. They did nothing.
Mm.
They did nothing. And wow. that's when I stopped being associated with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know their usefulness.
Mm.
But they've been taken over by very radical, hateful mm-hmm. black people, and especially that NAACP with that Reverend, what is his name?
Reverend, I forgot Ben Jealous. NAACP spanned by President Jealous, Ben Jealous, and another one. And
yes, they've just Jealous.
Ben
just,
Jealous,
that's
yes.
it. Mm-hmm. He is one of the most hateful people that I've seen on YouTube. I mean, he's so outrageous. He shouldn't even call himself a reverend because he looks like he comes from the synagogue of Satan, the same things that he says.
Well, why is it with all the churches we have in urban America, in Chicago, I'm sure on the South Side, where blacks are shooting each other almost on a daily basis?
And that's ignored.
That's ignored. And these football players want to kneel at the playing of the national anthem, which it produces nothing. It angers the NFL fans. Why aren't these football players going into Chicago, talking to these young black men? Why aren't they going into these urban areas if they really want to make a difference?
Because they want to be seen. They don't want to do anything that's positive. Because if you do something that's positive, you're going to have to address truth and tell truth. You're going to have to talk about all of these absent fathers, and a lot of them themselves are the product of broken homes and dysfunctional homes.
Good point.
And that's why they're making such a show. Just like when we went to Aretha Franklin's concert in 2012.
Yeah.
And I love her voice. But on the screen, there were pictures of the present president at that time, which was Obama, and Eric. I called him Eric Hold Up. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, why are these things showing when I'm here to see her? I'm there to hear her sing. And then at the close of her program, Al Sharpton scooted out on the stage. That made me say to myself, I believe she's a liberal. And I will never go to another concert. I didn't go to that concert to get any of your political views.
Right.
People don't go to a football game for you to tell them that you don't like America, you don't respect America. They go to see you throw that ball, run that field, and that's it. That's not fair to the people who pay all of that money to go in to hear you sing or to see you play. That makes no sense. And I think the people of America should boycott them. Because but I've heard that the NFL is going to stop playing the national anthem, which wow. is to me a disgrace. Because wow. that is a national sport.
Right.
And like I've heard people say, that's really, NFL really stands for the National Felons League.
Mm.
Because a lot of them are felons.
Mm. You're right.
They are felons. That's why I say a lot of them come from broken homes, so they don't want to talk about the truth. They don't want to say we need to stop having these babies yeah. out of wedlock.
Right, but that's the root problem.
That's the problem in the black community. Absolutely.
You have young black men and women who are not validated. Some of them don't even know who their father is.
Blank on a birth certificate.
Blank on a birth certificate, or he's incarcerated.
Thank you.
So they're not being raised in a proper home.
Nope.
First and foremost, their mothers are not taking them to church, and the church used to be the anchor in the black community.
That's what it was.
But what's happened now, and you've outlined this beautifully in chapter 11 of your book, the church has been infiltrated with this leftist, liberal, secular mindset
Absolutely.
Of socialism. And
right.
God says in 1 Samuel, I believe it's in chapter 17, obedience, this is what Samuel
Absolutely.
Told Saul,
right.
obedience is better than
sacrifice.
Better than
day.
Sacrifice.
Any day.
And if we're going to read the Bible and take this seriously, we need to understand we obey God, we succeed. We disobey God, we will fail. And the black community, in my opinion,
has failed.
Is in the proverbial wilderness for 40 years.
No, they're under the wilderness.
Whatever. Over 70% of black children
yes.
are born out of wedlock. We want to pretend that doesn't exist and just blame white people, which has not gotten us anywhere.
It has gotten us no place. I mean, I knew a chaplain. That, you know, I used to go to, he was a chaplain over there at Harlem Hospital. And he had an Obama tie, Obama pen, and all this. So I tried to engage in a discussion even before the re-election of Obama. He didn't want to hear anything. I said, but the Bible says, the Bible is irrelevant to some people. And he's a chaplain.
Well, what the liberals have done, and again,
they're
it's
so
not about promoting your book, but it is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You've outlined this very effectively in your book.
Mm-hmm.
Which we hope to get into the hands of Donald Trump.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think Donald Trump really should see your book, read your book. I think all of America should read your book. It is very important. We, thanks to Sarge, we have to make some whatever in the book, some updates and corrections. But overall, your book hits it out of the park. It explains so much. One of the struggles, Barbara, and we're talking about the late Aretha Franklin, whom I dearly love. I think I
yes.
have every song she recorded. But Aretha, like many blacks, did not align their Christian beliefs.
No, they forget about them.
Their politics.
You know who's going to be speaking at her funeral?
I know, Bill Clinton.
Sharpton.
But Barbara, I'm about to use your real name.
Don't say that.
Just tell us, we have only about 3 minutes. What happened, Barbara? I mean, you explain it so well in your book. We have been so brainwashed as black people.
Just totally brainwashed.
I mean, they want to disenfranchise us, Candace Owens, Diamond and Silk, other black conservatives, because we have gotten off the Democratic plantation.
Well, I don't,
how were the Democrats
I don't even
brainwashing us?
I don't even call it a plantation, because the plantation dwellers were very creative and they had to think. They became seamstress. They became all sorts of profession, doctors, all of
chefs.
These things, chefs and all of that. They took the scraps from the slave owners, and then they came up with chitterlings, and they came up with cornbread. So we're not even on a plantation, because what are we producing? What? Nothing. We're not even producing solid families. We're not even preparing our children to learn how to think. My grandmother, born in 1898, taught us, don't use your head as... My mother said, don't use your head as a hat rack. And my grandmother said, don't act like your brain is nothing but sawdust. You don't hear that today, because no one is teaching our young people to think.
But Barbara, very quickly, we have 1 minute
yes,
left.
Yes,
your grandmother became an entrepreneur.
She was an entrepreneur.
In 1898.
That's
1898. She owned property in Florida. She
That's
had
correct.
Why was she able to do that? And blacks today
because
are still
number
struggling.
One, she believed in God. Number two, I never heard her tell a lie or even do any gossip. Number three, she believed in helping other people. I would go with her. She bought food and would go and give it to people who were less fortunate.
But were blacks she more followed, self-reliant
can
then?
I say, self-reliant.
Yes.
And also, there was a desire to follow the teachings of Christ. Jesus says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And my grandmother, she wasn't perfect, but she tried to live up to his commandments, and his commandments were the same as God the Father. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. And we have churches today, and particularly in black churches, I've heard it, where it says there is no law. But yet and still they'll say God is holy. God doesn't change. Well, if he hasn't changed and he's still holy, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed holy be thy name. We forgot the holiness of God. Thank you so much for tuning in to Our Urban Story. Don't forget, wish she should be here next week. I won't be here. God bless you. God bless America. And this is, once again,
Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Home Bridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Home Bridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.